Remember the moment?
And it's gold for Lizzie Yarnold. It's gold for Kent. It's gold for Great Britain.
That was 5 weeks ago. Lizzie Yarnold winning the gold medal for Team GB at the Winter Olympics. Today, she got a hero's welcome in her home county as the streets of West Kent were lined for her very own victory parade.
Special, don't you see?
Stop number one was Riverhead School, where the welcome was deafening. William and Emily from the school were selected to ride the bus with Lizzie.
It was quite crowded with children with other schools.
What did it feel like when you came into the school here and saw all of these people here waving at the bus?
I felt quite happy.
From Riverhead, Lizzie's lap of honour brought her to a crowd of adoring pupils at Knoll Academy in Sevenoaks, where they had a task for her.
Lizzie, we're going to be a little bit cheeky and we're going to ask you to present an award for us, please. Every year, Knoll Academy take a ski trip.
We award a young lady or a young man with the Miss Snow or Mr. Snow Award. This year's recipient, Morgan Turner. Morgan, would you like to come up, please?
Hello, everyone. My voice yet. This is unbelievable. You know, my job was to get the gold medal, but the best thing about it is meeting people like you all, because I know how much it means to everyone else as well. This gold medal wasn't just for me, it was for everyone. And thank you so much, you're all awesome.
As the bus moved off from Knoll, we managed to get a quick word from a very proud Judith Yarnold, Lizzie's mum.
There's just so many more people out there than we could ever have believed. It's been fantastic, and seeing all the schools lining the route, it's what Lizzie wanted.
Then off to Sevenoaks High Street.
The children of Sevenoaks School currently doing a Mexican wave right in front of us.
It's fantastic to see all the support come out today and get a bit of patriotism back again. We all enjoyed watching the Summer Olympics and the Winter Olympics has been just as good.
After a trip past the Vine in Sevenoaks, the bus tour went out into the countryside for a trip to Lizzie's former school, St Michael's Prep, in Otford.
Oh, we're so excited! Are we just over the moon? Everybody's really, really thrilled to bits.
So I'm climbing Lizzie's dad alongside me.
This is just mad. This is just so brilliant. It's just something that you couldn't write. All the children are here. We're all just so excited for Lizzie. She's sharing it with everybody.
When she got here, it shows that we can go off and do that, and it just shows that there's no limits in what you can do.
It helps us a bit as well. It's really inspired all of us.
We'll just see if we can hear what Lizzie's saying to some of the pupils here.
Hi, Lizzie.
My name is
Lizzie.
What's your name?
Lizzie, why have you got a medal?
Well, it's a very good question. Do you like it? Do you think it's a pretty medal?
It's really clean. We're going to stay up there.
It was very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Goodbye.
There was a quick trip to Lizzie's former workplace, Brands Hatch, and then onwards to the final stop at West Kingsdown Primary School.
And Lizzie Yarnold gets off this bus one final time to a rapturous applause in her hometown.
So what a day for Kent. What a day for Team GB. But what a day for Kent's Lizzie Yarnold.
It was always a dream to get on top of the bus and be waving to people, but you know, it's totally different in the flesh. I've never smiled, I'm not used to smiling non-stop for hours and hours, but it's all natural, it's totally, you know, within me. I'm so happy at the moment, it's wonderful.
Adam Dowling with that report. Ben Croucher was with Lizzie on the bus. He's in the studio with me tonight now. So what was that day like then?
It's exhausting, for one. I mean, it's really weird. Like, people think, oh, it must be brilliant to go around, like, just waving everybody, saying hi to everyone. It can't be that difficult. But to stay that positive when you're quite tired and keep smiling and keep waving and keep saying the same thing over and over again and having the same reception, it can be actually quite monotonous and quite tiring. But she just kept up that really smiley, happy persona the entire day. She was such a professional.
She's had a taste of what the royal family have to do every day. Just incredible.
She got that wave.
Yeah, she got that wave. We heard, didn't we? Granny's wave. It was Granny's wave, Ben. People who didn't even know they were going to be on the bus, though, eventually found themselves
on. Yeah, we were going through Ainsford and the bus stopped in the middle of the road because the sight of cupcakes became some woman had made a load of cupcakes and put, like, essentially chocolate coins that you get at Christmas in the top of them, is kind of essentially a gold medal, came onto the bus, and eventually we dragged her all the way, I think, as far as Anthony Roper School, all the way
so
down the road.
An extra
she
journey
couldn't get off. She couldn't get off.
That she wasn't expecting. Fantastic. Ben, there's also a video you've posted on our Facebook
page. Yeah, BBC Radio Kent Official, facebook.com/BBC Radio Kent Official, of her high-fiving everybody at Knoll Academy.